Welcome to Tuned In, KWBG's News and Public Affairs program. And now here's your host, News Director Jim Turbis.
Well, Graham, we are at the Boone County Fairgrounds and visiting with Roger Hammond from Midland Power Cooperative. Roger,
you bet. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Well, you know, with weather like this, it's pretty easy to be here.
Wow, for sure. What a beautiful day to start out the fair here. We're down here serving breakfast to the board members and the volunteers down here this morning.
So they did, by the way, if you're wondering, folks, it was breakfast pizza.
Yeah, we brought some breakfast pizza and some rolls and donuts down here. Kind of our way, you know, to thank the volunteers and the board members that, you know, that volunteer their time to come down here and make these fairs successful.
I know. We've been out in some of these where it's been a lot of hot and muggy. We've been in some where there's been an occasional thunderstorm. But this is probably one of the better mornings we've had.
Yeah, this is a great morning for them, you know. We like to come down here, like I say, and kind of our way to give a thumbs up to the people that come down here to make these fairs successful. You know, they're volunteering their time. That makes it even better for them when the weather's good. It's good for all of us.
Well, Midland, of course, you've done a lot of different things out here to support the fair. And not just the Boone County Fair. There's a lot of fairs that happen in the Midland service area.
Yeah. In fact, tomorrow we're going to go up to Hardin County and do the same thing up there for their fair board and their volunteers too. So again, it's kind of our way to say thanks, you know, to our friends and neighbors and members and community, you know, for coming down to their fairs and volunteering their time and making these things fair successful.
So you'll have these county fairs. I can remember in the olden days having been involved with a parent that actually would come out to these events and, hey, we've got a newfangled invention that's coming out for everybody. It's called a microwave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I
about the olden days. So we
that's right. You know, I was in 4-H when I was a kid too. And so the fairs kind of hit home with me. It's always fun to come down here. It kind of brings back old memories and it's just a lot of fun.
You'll have that base, having the 4-H, having the FFA. That is really what most of our fairs are about. A lot of people think, well, we're fortunate we've got Scott Amusements right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah. You know, again, it takes a lot of work, you know, to put these fairs on and stuff. And again, Midland just kind of wants to show our appreciation to these people that come down and volunteer their time. And so at least we can do is come down and feed them some breakfast. So.
Well, speaking of appreciation, that's one of the things you guys did this summer. You've done this the last few summers now, kind of an opportunity to get customers, clients, people that you have, and their families to come out and, again, show them some appreciation for being out in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. We do 4 appreciation events. We just wrapped them up in June. We do 4 within our locations at Humboldt, Iowa Falls, Boone, and Jefferson. Great turnout. A lot of people came out, good food. We got a lot of things to do for kids, a lot of activities out there. And, you know, it was really great to see a lot of members show up this year. The weather cooperated, you know, we had a couple touchy days, but our events were very successful. And again, it's just another way for us to show our appreciation to our membership, you know, of working with Midland Power Cooperatives. So.
One of the things I've noticed over the last couple of years, more family-oriented.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're seeing a lot more kids, and that's what we want. You know, we want people to know who Midland Power is and what we do and what a cooperative is. And it's kind of our way, you know, to kind of showcase what we do and what we stand for. So commitment to our communities is a big thing for us. And so we love doing these things.
Well, that's one of the things, too, your service area. You've seen a lot of development outside of cities and out in your service area, not just here locally, but it's happening all through Midland's area.
Yeah, you know, seeing kind of a movement back to the country living and seeing a lot more families, you know, building homes and refurbishing farmhouses out in the country. And I think it's a really nice thing, you know. People can kind of expand, you know, you can work from home now. So, you know, it gives people the opportunity to get back out in the country. And we want them to know that we're your local cooperative and we're here to help and show you the way. So
one of the challenges then for Midland is we got to get that service out there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a constant thing out there. You know, we're always out there upgrading services. You know, we want to keep reliable service, reliable energy, to people, you know, so that when they jump on to work on their computer in the morning, the power is good to go and they're ready to roll. So
we let the internet go to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We got the power there.
That's right. That's right. Like say our big goal, our main goal is reliability, commitment to community, innovation, things like that. You know, we want to be the your cooperative out there that you can come to for information and education, and that's what we strive to be.
Yes, a couple of different innovative things you guys have done. One of them that was earlier this year was that EV car show.
Right.
People are going, well, yeah, that's, you know, who's all going to, people are going to buy electric vehicles or hybrids. And part of it is we need to know what kind of interest there is. We need to be able to provide that service.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you got to be on the cutting edge of innovation, you know, and you're exactly right. You know, people are going to adopt to electric vehicles. And so we absolutely want to be out there, you know, experiencing them. We actually bought a Ford Lightning so that we can actually get hands on, you know, with how electric vehicles work. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of thoughts about, you know, how we adapt, you know, our utility, how we, adhere to, you know, electric vehicles and the impacts they may have on our utilities. So we want to be out there and be ahead of it.
Got to stay ahead. If you're not ahead, then you're falling.
Yeah, down. Yeah, that's right. So yes, we did that car show and had a really great turnout, had a lot of people with EVs showed up. Again, we had a breakfast thing out there on a Saturday morning. Great turnout, a lot of conversations. And that's how you learn about these things, these new innovative things like EVs, you know, as you toss it around to each other. And you find out the pros and the cons, and you learn. So we're happy to do those things, you know, as it benefits us as a cooperative, too. So we got the right information to offer to our members. So
I was going to say, you know, we can listen to some of the different programs and the people that talk about it. Bottom line is, if you have a customer that's looking to get something like that, they're going to want to have dependable service. And people are going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Reliable service, you know, that's going to be your form of transportation. But you know, even bigger than that, we want to be able to educate people on the proper charge times. You know, there's better times to charge. At night is generally a better time to charge than during the day, so we can offset peak demands, things like that. So it's an education thing, and it's going to take a little while to sort it all out. But we feel like we're staying ahead of it, and we've got some good information to offer our members. So
that's the big thing, yes. Provide them the information they need to be successful with their choices and decisions. So I did want to ask a little bit. I know part of your service area was getting flooded.
Mm-hmm.
We did any damage or anything that you guys had to deal with? And we've had some pretty good storms go through, too.
Yeah, you know, we had some storms that rolled through up around our Iowa Falls area the other night. You know, our line crews, I can't, you know, commend them enough. They're Johnny on the spot, getting out there, getting the power back on. It doesn't matter what the weather's like. You're going to see our guys out there doing it. And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves in, making sure we keep the power on, keep reliable service out there. You know, we had some issues up in the Humboldt area, Kossuth County, Humboldt County, you know, the Des Moines River flooded up in that way. But we skated through in pretty good shape. You know, we had some instances relative to flooding, but not too bad. But again, we try to get out there, keep the power going, keep everything reliable, and try to stay ahead of the weather. You know, good luck with that sometimes.
Distribution, that's a biggie. That's a challenge just about any time, too. So, and again, some of the alternatives, I know you guys look at them all along, and I can remember Midland years ago, we're talking about potential solar farms, and do we get involved with doing something like that? And there are innovations that are being done around us, and again, part of it is in your service.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, solar energy, renewable energy, you know, is a big aspect. Now a lot of people are looking into that, and again, you want to have the proper education. You want to know what you're doing before you sign on the dotted line, and that's why we're here. We're to help our members, you know, make those informed decisions so that they're doing the right thing. We do offer a community solar program. We have a solar array up in our Iowa Falls area up there, where a member can buy subscriptions to a certain amount of panels up there, which really opens the door for a lot of people that may not have the ability to have their own solar, may have too many trees, or they just don't want to stand the cost of the initial investment. And so they can go into our community solar program and basically get the same bang for the buck without having all that initial investment. So we try to offer a lot of things, you know, that can suit you know, one person or the next person, you know, and so, yeah, we've had a lot of success with the community solar program, and people really like that.
And I know that individual producers out there, some might have an operation where they want to install solar. Do they come and visit with you and find out what are my options, what are my choices? Because I know there are incentives they can get in some locations. USDA probably has some incentives as well.
Yeah. You know, obviously we want them to come to us first because we can give them the best information on what their usage is. Unfortunately, there's a lot of companies out there, you know, that aren't quite forthright when it comes to what these solar panels and what these things can actually do. So we hope to be the people that you come to first. We can give you all the proper usage, you know, on your account and really give you a better informed, educated idea of whether or not solar works for you or not. So we hope they come to us first, you know, and we can hopefully steer them down the right path.
That's the big thing. We won't tell you what decision to make. We'll give you the information.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want them to be able to have the right information so they can make an informed decision because, truthfully, you know, solar may be good for one person, but it's not for the next person. Again, it depends on your usage and your habits. But we want to be there for our members, you know, to help them through that.
So because I go by occasionally, a week or a couple times a week sometimes, all of a sudden the building's gone. We did have the fire out there, and that was just when we were going to start looking at what I thought was going to really be a cool was the demonstration area for where training is done.
Yes.
Out at the office on the south side of Boone. So I see a lot of poles out there, so it looks like that's up and ready to go, but the building's gone now. What's happening?
Well, you know, unfortunately, yes, we had a fire out there and destroyed our warehouse building out there. Fortunately, nobody was injured, and that's what really matters. You know, you can always rebuild And recently, you know, they finally demoed the old building down. They're getting ready now to start with a new warehouse building. But yes, that training facility we built, and anybody within the state or really anybody that wants to use that, you know, for lineman training is welcome to come and use that facility. And we take a lot of pride in that. You know, we want these people, we want our guys and everybody who's out there on the lines, we want them to be safe, you know. And it's just like anything, we're constantly training young people, new people within the industry, and we want to be able to have those facilities, you know, to help them along the way. And so, yes, that training facility is something we really pride ourselves in. We're constantly upgrading it, building a little bit more things onto it to give people hands-on. So you'll see a new building out there again one of these days. You know, it takes a little while to sort through all that. But again, nobody was injured. Nobody got, you know, hurt. And that's the main thing. You can always rebuild. So we'll get back.
Going to say one of the things when the office was proposed out there was that training facility that would attract other, because they're not, you just don't find those everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, we Midland, we feel we're innovative. You know, we want to stay ahead of the game, you know, and do the best we can, and that's one of the things, you know, that our cooperative decided to do was build that training facility, because again, you know, we want some hands-on for new employees coming in and for employees from other facilities and co-ops or utilities that can utilize that, you know, to help their guys, you know, get better.
You've done, I think you've been part of a couple of job fairs that have gone on around to, again, recruiting young people that might be interested in being things like a lineman.
Yeah. There is such a broad, wide opening need out there for people in the technical trade, the trade industries, linemen included, you know. And so, yeah, we want to get out there, you know, get to the young people, get to the people in high school that are looking, you know, for a career path and show them, you know, what electric cooperatives and utilities, linemen, electricians, you know, even inner staff people, accounting people, marketing people, you know, there's so many openings within electric cooperatives, and it's really a great place to work, and it's a really a good career. So, yeah, we try to get out there, you know, and showcase our cooperative and showcase our industry, you know, to help bring more people into the trades and more people within our industry. So, yeah, again, it's a great career, and, you know, we hope people will take a look.
Well, Farm Progress Show is coming up. Midland has always been kind of one of the lead cooperative locally that does a lot of, we'll put up a demonstration or a display out at the Farm Progress Show. Safety was the one last time. I remember there was sparks flying out there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But again, just letting people know there's a certain amount of danger, again, if you're involved in the farming operation and with electricity.
Yeah, you know, the high voltage displays that we do, you know, they're pretty good eye catchers. You know, people like to watch them, and they're really, really informative. You know, we run across some simple things that can happen out there on the lines that, you know, can cause problems and cause people to get hurt. Our statewide association has actually built two or three of these mobile high voltage displays now, where we can take them from place to place, take them to a school, you know, places like that, and show people, you know, about high voltage and some of the things that can happen, you know, with working with super power like that. So again, you know, we try to stay on top of it, stay ahead of it. And, you know, anytime we can educate our membership or our communities, you know, that's what we want to do.
That's one of those things. Will you guys be back out to the Farm Progress Building?
You know, this year we have leased that building out to a different company that's going to come in there. Obviously, we'll be out there, you know, kind of helping around out there. You know, we formed a pretty good relationship with the people that put on Farm Progress. And so if they need a boom truck or something like that, for, you know, we're more than glad to come help out there. But we're not going to actually do the show this year, but you'll definitely see a Midland personnel running around there somewhere. So,
like, not that far away.
Yeah, that's right. And again, it's all about, you know, working within your communities and stuff like that. If people at Farm Progress over there need a boom truck over there, we're more than glad to run over there and help them out. So it's what we do.
We do have a couple of large commercial things that are going on in your area too. Atlantis in particular, they've got some big things. Speaking of cooperatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got some big things going on here locally that pretty impressive operations that they're putting together.
Yeah. You know, Landis, you know, they're putting up a couple new facilities on our lines. They've got another one going on up by our Chidan area. New grain elevator, I think, is what that is up there. But, we're always trying to get new businesses, trying to recruit, you know, new companies, new businesses within our communities. There's the big thing going on with Daisy outside of Boone here, and likely, you know, we'll play a part in that in some way or form through our economic development organizations and what we do with, chambers and development groups. And likely, we'll want to play a part in that and any other expansion or new business that's coming on our lines or within the community. So, I mean, it's not only what we do for our membership and for our cooperative, you know, again, our commitment community has to do with, you know, helping out other organizations or whatever to, you know, to succeed. And that's ultimately what we want.
So, like, it bottom line is that customer tie in with the customers. What's going to be helping them the most?
You know, one of the big things I hear about is, and I see this myself, Jim, you know, is it seems like customer service in a lot of instances has kind of gone out the door. The last time I tried to straighten out my cell phone would be a good example.
Yeah.
I need to say no more, but we pride ourselves that when you call Midland Power, you're going to get a face and a name and a voice on the other end of the telephone that's going to help you through your issue, help you through your questions, things like that. And we really pride ourselves in customer service and being there, you know. And I think that's a big thing in today's world. People, I think, really appreciate that, and it helps to gain trust, and it helps people to say, you know, hey, there's still companies out there that really care.
I do know that, obviously, it's a year-round business. We've got a lot of things that are going on. A lot of people living in the rural part of our service area, not just here locally, but through all of the districts that Midland serves. And that being that dependable provider, that's the bottom line, and that's what you keep working at.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our biggest goal. You know, we want to be your local source for education and information. We want to be the go-to person for our membership as well as other people within our communities to know that, yeah, Midland Power is there. We're going to go out there and do the best that we can, you know, to help people through whatever needs to be done. And that's really what we strive for: reliability, dependability, education, things like that. And that's really what we're about.
Well, we've been here at the Boone County Fair with Roger Hammond from Midland Power Cooperative. And I know only one fair. You got another one tomorrow. I'm guessing there might be a few more showing up here going forward.
Yeah, like I say, it's our
schedule's busy.
Right. Again, it's our way to say thanks, you know, to all the volunteers and board supervisors and members. Just a small way for us to say thanks, you know, for volunteering your time and playing a part in making these fairs successful. So, and it's fun for us. We love doing it.
Well, we know that 4-H, FFA, big part of our rural area, not just rural areas, a lot of people in town doing it as well now, too. But you grew up in 4-H, so I'll let you go watch some of the show, okay?
Yeah, you bet. I can't come down here without wandering through, shaking a few hands and saying hi and looking at a few cows and pigs. So, yeah, the fairs are great. Like I say, it goes back a long way for me, so it's always fun to be down here.
Roger Hammond, our guest on the program today from Midland Power Cooperative. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. Enjoy the day, and I hope everybody can come down to the Boone County Fair.
You've been listening to Tuned In, hosted by News Director Jim Turbis on Local News Radio, AM 1590, KWBG.